Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, state school land is leased for agricultural and recreational use. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 11th at 9 a.m. for Cimarron County at the Cimarron County Fairgrounds in Boise City. Later that day, auctions for Beaver and Texas counties will take place at 2 o'clock in Guymon at the Texas County Fairground. On Tuesday, October 12th, auctions are in Woodward at 10 a.m. at the Woodward Event Center for Woodward, Ellis, Harper, Major, and Woods counties. And Wednesday, October 13th, auctions are in Enid at 10 a.m. at the Garfield County Fairgrounds for Alfalfa, Blaine, Garfield, Grant, Kay, and Kingfisher counties. For more information about auctions and available leases, visit www.clo.ok.gov or call 1-888-35-LAND. School land auctions are a great opportunity for grazing, farming, hunting, or fishing, and the money benefits Oklahoma education. Well, feeder cattle led the complex higher yesterday, with October closing at the highest level since September 7th. A strong stock market and cattle futures breaking through technical resistance increased the buying interest. Now, cash cattle trade was limited yesterday. Prices in line with the trade on Wednesday, and that was about $124 for the most part in our part of the country. Not much is expected of any business here today. Now, box beef prices provided some support as select cuts were up $1.53. but choice was down $1.32. Hogs opened higher yesterday and then spent much of the day flirting with unchanged prices. Little influence spilled over the cattle complex, leaving the market on its own. Thankfully, there was finally a gain in cash with the National Direct report showing an increase of 17 cents. It was minor, but an increase nevertheless. Cutouts were down 60 cents. Firmer wheat prices overnight, with winter wheat contracts leading gains, while spring wheat pauses just below contract highs, not yesterday. The strength in spring wheat futures is notable, supported by firming cash basis in Canada, as well as a lack of movement in the U.S., with producers focused on fall harvest. Anytime spring wheat prices make a run, comparisons to 2008 are quickly referenced. In 2008 at this time, March spring wheat futures were trading about $8.90 to $9.05 a bushel versus the $9.31 here this morning. Higher corn prices overnight, adding to yesterday's positive close, and following the strength in the soy complex. The short-term trend in December corn is starting to tip lower, with the sideways to lower price action this week, but would still have to be called consolidative. December corn is currently trading below the 50 and 100-day moving averages, but remains solidly above the 200-day. From a short-term perspective, December corn is below the 5 and 10-day moving averages, but above the 20-day. And solidly higher prices in the soy complex overnight, with soybeans and soybean oil leading those gains. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 15,800 head to sell, 2,700 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 5,200 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows, and over 600 bred stock. All the auction details available at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
October live cattle up 145, 125, 27. December up 187, 130, 10. October feeder cattle up 355, 160, 35. November up 347, 160, 160. December hogs up 30 cents at 82.02. And the March up 22 cents at 84.35. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, December down 3 3/4, 741 1/4. March was down 3 1/4, 749 1/2. Chicago wheat, December down 4 3/4 at 741 1/4. March down 4 1/4, 754 3/4. December corn up 1 3/4, 534. March up 2 cents, 543. November soybeans up 5 1/4, 1247 1/4 penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.